So we see we need to take action on these papal bulls. The things they do, anytime they take Indian land, they use these papal bulls against us. When they took the Black Hills, they use these papal bulls. Anything today in America, they use this against indigenous people. It's the main thing they use against us. And a lot of us didn't know that or didn't understand that. And myself, I'm still learning about what they are and how they work. And I'm just getting to understand that how they use these against us to take our land. And I'd like to call Chris up here. Chris could explain to us just how these were used to take land in a case that they used this to take Indian land. So we need to understand how these papal bulls are used to take our land. And as the chief said, we need to get down to some action. We need to decide what it is we want to do. We want to rescind these. We want them to no longer look as indigenous people, as less than human beings. That's what we want to do. That's what we need to get done here today. Okay, Chris.
Could ever hope to. Far more than I can, who know, for a long time. You people have been for people's struggle. They can help in your...
You see, we on this papal take action. The bulls. Any things they do in Indian land, time they take these papal bulls, they use these when they against us. Hills took the black, use these papal they, anything papal bulls in America thing today and use this against the indigenous against. It's the main people use against. Main thing that a lot of us does, and didn't know that, understand that, or didn't understand. Myself, I'm still in my what they are, still learning about they work are and how I'm just getting to that.
In law school, we study property rights our very first year. And one of the first cases we read about is called Johnson versus McIntosh. It was decided in 1823 by Chief Justice Marshall. This case invokes what they call the doctrine of discovery, which is based off of ancient history of Europe and the papal bulls and what came out of England known as royal charters established by the kings. At first, these papal bulls were used to colonize and fight against the Islamic nations in the Middle East, which they called Moors and Saracens. The fundamental basis of the papal bulls, as Kent Lebsock and Julie Fischel spoke of this morning and yesterday, and who could perhaps elaborate on if I miss anything, the fundamental basis is that the Christian nations needed resources. And they needed a legal justification and a spiritual justification to fight for them. So what the Pope Alexander decided was to say that anyone who wasn't Christian did not deserve to own land, did not deserve to act upon it and benefit from its benefits from all the land. Instead, they felt that anyone who is not Christian had no land rights and that they must become Christian before they could participate in society. This doctrine made its way over to the Western Hemisphere during what's called in American schools the Age of Discovery, when the Portuguese sailed to South America and when Columbus sailed to Central America in search of a passage to the East Indies. They brought this doctrine and said that any indigenous people, just like the Moors and Saracens, had no ownership of land. In fact, they were less than human because they were not Christian. And only by being Christian and participating in Christian society could they be enriched in the same way as the Europeans view enrichment, which is to rob things out of the land like gold and other resources to make luxuries. This doctrine came to the United States of America in 1823 of Chief Justice Marshall in a series of three cases known as the Indian Trilogy. It culminated in the case of Johnson versus McIntosh, where Chief Justice Marshall stated, based on the royal charter to John Cabot, which dates 1496. Based on this royal English charter, John Cabot discovered and occupied the American land for the first time, even though indigenous people had lived and used the land for centuries. Chief Justice Marshall established a hierarchy of property rights in which the indigenous way of using the land was called occupancy and didn't carry full occupying rights. Instead, John Cabot discovered the land because he made improvements on it. This legal doctrine established capitalism over any communal type of ownership in that it said improvements are the typical Western way of development, which is why you see cities like New York City now. Many say that the papal bulls and the royal charters are dead law because they're over 500 years old. Many say that the Doctrine of Discovery in Johnson versus McIntosh is dead law because it's 200 years old. But in every case of property rights, when you're looking for a first owner, they cite improvements and the Doctrine of Discovery and directly invoke the case of Johnson versus McIntosh to this day. Just last month in New York State, a case was decided against an indigenous tribe. At first, at the lowest level, the courts ruled in favor of indigenous tribes and ruled that they had true occupants of the land and that their treaty rights were violated. But as it went up through the appeal process, it made it to the highest court in the state of New York, which is known as the Court of Appeals as opposed to the Supreme Court. The highest court in New York, the Court of Appeals, invoked the Royal Charter, invoked Johnson versus McIntosh and the Doctrine of Discovery, and overruled any indigenous claim to their own native land. So these laws are still used, even though they date back centuries, to extinguish any claims. In the Johnson versus McIntosh claim, John Marshall acknowledged the true injustice of this, but in a very bizarre manner, he said that it was almost too late to reestablish indigenous laws and indigenous ownership. He said that since the Doctrine and Discovery had been in process for so long, and since so many different deals had been made with the U.S. government, the U.S. government was the true owner of any lands and had all claims. So the fight right now is to show that it's not too late for justice to happen and to get rid of these old, antiquated, and racist laws. Thank you again for letting me speak. I hope I covered all the bases that I know, and I hope that this can help you all. Thank you.